Today, our guest on the program is the legendary John Rosa.
Good morning, goat.
Thanks for being here today.
Hey, what? Well, I will say, this is a big day. America Recycles Day today.
Yes.
It's a big... We did in the past, folks. We had a big celebration. I remember when you were just doing education. And you would talk, you know, you'd have all those people would gather like out in the Herb Center out at the fairgrounds. Yep. And you'd say, we fill this place in one day.
Yep.
And everybody's going, whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah. So,
but we still put a lot onto it. You still have the truck going around. You're putting a lot of miles on that truck.
A lot, yep, and tires and
things like that.
And maintenance, yes.
Again, a lot of the office workplace stuff, recycling, that continues to keep going well. But that's the easy part because that's marketable. You got all that white paper and cardboard and stuff.
Yeah, and there's usually a good market. It's whether it's really good or just barely getting by kind of a thing. But the markets for recycling have always been kind of volatile, I guess, up and down. And when really need it, cardboard, especially coming into holiday season, would be something to kind of mention too. That shipping, online ordering, wrapping up presents, that kind of stuff, that influences the markets on when they need cardboard. Probably need it prior to this, before now, before all the shipping starts. But usually that's when you see some of the ebbs and flows of when the supply and demand, all those things come into play. But usually the cardboard and white paper is pretty solid to get recycled. The other stuff, the plastics, can be wishy-washy more so. But
it depends. If someone comes up with a new unique thing and they can move forward with it, I mean, we've talked about like the wind turbine blades. Is that you're going, I don't want to store it. I don't want to take those.
No.
But, now mixing them with concrete. But again, that's how long and that's a lot of material to.
It took a lot of years, even after the turbine blades started becoming an issue and a problem. It still took several years before someone came up with a plan of how to utilize them. Otherwise, they were just getting buried, and they don't crush well at all.
No.
Eat up a lot of space. And for those of us that have concerns about our landfill space, it definitely becomes an issue. So, but going back, it took years to develop something to use the material, the fiberglass inside there. So grind it up and then mix it in with concrete, and it can be at least reused, which is certainly a wonderful thing to do. But otherwise, it was kind of a problem to be like, well, this is a wonderful green thing that we're doing out there using wind energy, and that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But what about the end life? What about happens to the materials, once the thing fails?
There's a lot of that goes on. So yep. It's one part of the story. The story is much larger.
That's for sure.
Okay. Well, today happens to be the day, also besides America Recycles Day, last day for free yard waste.
Yes.
What we call free yard waste at the landfill. Not that you won't take it after this, but there will be a fee.
Yep.
Associated with
That's it. Correct. So, you got today, 3:00, we'll close the gates, and that's the end of the free yard waste acceptance for the year at the landfill. So, after that, if you're waiting until tomorrow or beyond, pull up on the scale, tell the attendant what you have. She'll tell you where to go to unload. We have built in a program, too, with pricing on that to say it's so much per carload, truckload, trailer load, and then you don't have to stop again. You can just pay right then, because chances are you're not going to hit the minimum weight. Unless you're bringing out logs, but if you bring out a bunch of leaves, you're not going to hit the 500-pound minimum, so it's going to cost you $10 probably. So
that's
there. You go. You can still get rid of it, but it's only so much we can do. Everything is discussed, I guess, in my mind anyway, of should we continue the yard waste program, the free time. It'd be one thing to continue doing it, and it's also continuing it in its manner seems kind of crazy, frankly, from my views anyway.
Yeah.
To take it for free would maybe it has to be, it can be considered with less timeline, less not having 6 weeks in the spring and in the fall, and maybe condense that down. There's a lot of places, communities that will accept yard waste for free, but they're doing it like 2 days or two Saturdays a year, or two in the spring and two in the fall. Maybe 1 week where it's free instead of 6 weeks. The problem is 6 weeks is a long time, of course, and we can't determine what magical time is. All the leaves are going to fall. And I know there's someone's going to be wondering about, oh, mine don't fall until Thanksgiving or December. Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
There's a bunch of sycamores. There's a bunch of sycamores in my neighborhood, and that's January. Okay, yeah. So
they hold on.
They do, but
they won't let go.
Those are some of the challenges.
Yeah. There's so much. You know, there's only so much we can do. I guess we're still doing what we can. I get to provide the service to the community. But just know that it's challenging on our end, and anyone that abuses that and dumps garbage in with their yard waste, you really irritate a lot of people when you do that. It make it bothersome and problematic for others.
So. Well, I was going to say that's what I wanted to ask as we're winding down, because you did have again an individual out there watching and stuff like that. So I'm guessing you had a few incidents. Hopefully, not as many.
Yeah, she, Lorraine Walker, shout out to Lorraine if she's listening, for her help for the yard waste, being our branch manager at the landfill, to monitor the yard waste to make sure that nothing else gets thrown in there. And from what I've heard, nothing, which silence in that area would be really good. No complaints. Yeah. I think she worked with everybody. She was talking to them and interactive with them and discussing, making sure that they're only throwing the appropriate things into the yard waste area. So I didn't hear any problems.
No news is good news. That's what we like.
Yeah. So it went smooth.
Don't want to hear anything like that. The other thing, of course, back on what day was it? Wow, the 4th? Yeah. Was that your last household hazardous waste, free
yes.
household hazardous waste?
Yep.
And pretty much the end of the month, you kind of wrap up doing household hazardous waste. You've done some by appointment, things like that, but
still doing that, by appointment until the end of the month now, and then December 1, it starts getting cold, miserable, and snow probably happening soon. Never know, it's Iowa, but we do shut it down for the winter time. Just hold on to your stuff if you can't make it out before December 1st. Hold on, we'll reopen that back up in April. So,
do you see about that time fewer like tires, appliances, things like that coming in anyway? I mean, most people kind of hold off until springtime.
It gets a little slower. People just, less activity in that regard. But I tell you, appliances just keep coming in like crazy. That's something it's great that it's being recycled. But wow, is it a disposable society? And if you want to see proof of that, come out and look at the appliances and the amount of appliances we take in just at our place, too. I mean, people can take it actually directly to a scrapyard that is certified to take appliances, mm-hmm. too. So I know we're not getting 100% of them, and we're okay with that. We just provide that service. So if they go directly to the salvage yard, as long as they are a certified appliance manufacturer that can accept appliances, do it that way too. It's better, cheaper, easier for everybody. But that's one of the things that it'll slow down. Tires will slow down a little bit just from clean outs and that kind of stuff. But there'll still be people bringing those materials.
Are the things like, why did you keep the tires when you could have just said no for whatever it's going to cost, take them. When you get new ones.
Yep. And ask them, know the prices, what we charge, and know what the whoever's putting the tires on, who the dealer can do for you.
Because they have people that will come and get them, and they may have another fee that all set up for that.
And actually, it might be cheaper. It's probably the same company. We work with Liberty Tire out of Des Moines. They come and pick up our tires, and we have an agreement with them on what the prices are. Car dealerships or car repair shops may have cheaper rates for those tires to be recycled. Mm-hmm. So ask them. Know that ours, if you're taking your car in and getting new tires on, ask what they charge for those tires to be disposed of properly and find out that rate. Ours is $5 per passenger tire off the rim. So if you're wanting to know what those are, call and find out if you
and
forget.
That's, and that's when we talk America Recycles Day, because they have a way to do that. I mean, that's a market.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little harder for you to meet their volume. So, still, it's those are things that
for sure.
Go.
We had the chance to tour Liberty Tire Recycling down in Des Moines. It's pretty fascinating, and I don't think they just opened it up to the public. It was a recycling group that we went down with, but really fascinating how they the work that they have to do too. They load at our place by hand, and they unload at their place by hand. Everything gets handled.
Wow.
And then it has to go through a machine, and the machine has to have blades changed every month or 6 weeks, and it's to the tune of $30,000 worth of blades in a month, and it's like there's a huge expense.
You think maintaining a compactor?
Like it was alarming to see what they have to go through and the processing and the removal and how finely they ground it up. And interesting, I thought, was their end the material they got at the end all ground up. The small crumb rubber was actually sold to a company in Oklahoma that burns it because it
uses it as power.
Yeah. Use it for energy generation, and it's cheaper. It's supposed to be cleaner than coal. I thought it was interesting.
They
established a market just all the way to Oklahoma to use that and to burn it. I feel about burning rubber, but apparently it's set up for it. So hopefully it's all environmentally safe. But
Hey, speaking of burning things.
Oh, boy.
Well, no, because last time when we visited, you had a couple of fires set off there. Resource Recovery got one yesterday, and I said right away, I said, well, I wonder if John heard about that, if he's going, but they've been able to work through it.
Yeah.
So, because one of the first things you have to think about is, oh, no, they're going to have to divert.
Yeah, if they did have to shut down. But, yeah, I didn't hear about it when it was going on or immediately afterward. I heard it was a follow-up, an informative thing from their superintendent over there that said, yeah, here's what happened. But we were able to get it under control, and we were still able to take material into their facility. So, they didn't have to divert to us, which was good. It's always good that we're not looking for that extra waste coming into our landfill. And so they were able to keep going. They dealt with it and kept going. But yeah, I mean, that's one that's it's all over the place. It's not just Ames, and it's not just us. See, every landfill you talk to is one of the biggest concerns. And recycling facilities would be the same thing. Transfer stations, anyone that handles waste and runs it over and smashes it to smash a battery and pop it open, and you have a fire going almost immediately. And it's becoming a huge concern,
And this is one of those things that I wanted to ask, because you had before, it was always the alkaline batteries, you can just throw them away. Well, let's not do that. You decided, okay, we'll handle them differently, we'll find something else to do with them, but you can't just take them and put batteries together, because they're going to make contact, they're going to heat up. If you've ever had change in your pocket in a battery in there, you know what I mean.
Yep. It can get a little warm.
Oh,
pretty darn quick.
Real warm. And hurt.
And even worse, those lithium ones that pop and as soon as they're exposed to air, they're having fires going. So, we started a few months ago now, just all batteries to be collected. So ABCs, all batteries collected. Bring them to us. We will take care of them, dispose of them properly. We're going to send them to a company that it's called to recycle, mail them into them, and dispose of them properly. It's a little bit of expense on our end, but it's certainly worth it to keep those batteries out of our landfill and you try to decrease the chances of a fire. Even if we save one, even if we say prevent one fire, it's money well spent. So, I'll ask if you have hoarded those and you have 50 of them, be kind and tape the positive terminal.
I was going to ask which side do you prefer? Positive side.
The positive thing. Yep. Do the positive thing. Wrap the positive end. So a little piece of tape over the top can make enough of a barrier to prevent to limit the chances. I guess nothing's foolproof, but that's what they say, is to tape that end. When we collect them, we'll get some of them, and people won't have those positive ends. We'll lay out a piece of packing tape, then you can lay out a whole bunch of the terminal ends right on the piece of packing tape, and then fold it over, and then that covers it up. Works pretty slick. It'll help us out a lot. So if you have all those batteries collected,
which, by the way, is a fire hazard in your house, if they've just been
certainly
putting them in a box or something, you might want to make sure you put those ends. Good thing. Yeah.
That's
never
right.
Thought of that. Yeah.
So, and we'll take those in our office year round. That's not one of them that has to be mm-hmm. through an appointment or anything else. Just drop them off. We ask, you know, at the scale, do you have any tires, appliances, batteries, paint, metal, TVs? There's the things we don't want going into our landfill. And one thing that probably gets missed just because we don't ask specifically is, do you have any, you know, ride-on toys that have a rechargeable battery in them? Do you have any tools that have a rechargeable battery in them? You know, we'll just ask about batteries. Someone will think about just the battery by itself, but they don't think about the piece of equipment, whatever might be in their garbage, sure. with a battery inside of it. So it's an easy thing to honestly let slip out of your mind, but also awareness that when you're bringing those things out, anything that might have a battery, remove it.
If you... Yeah, I just think of just the simple little things where you plug in to charge it up. It's
yeah.
got a battery in it.
Yep,
there's,
that's
there's
right.
one in there. Yeah. Surprise! Oh yeah, but yep. those are you didn't forget about that. So without doing household hazardous waste stuff, though, they might be storing them over the wintertime. So.
Yep.
And especially with the holiday coming up, you got to have batteries.
Yep. You'll use batteries with toys and you'll have stuff and you'll be cleaning out your house probably at the new year or, moving files around and stuff. But
again, the packing tape, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because
lay out a piece, you can space them apart, you know, leave a finger width between them, stick the positive terminal into about half and then fold that over and you're good to go. Roll it up.
And just pack them away and get them disposed of when the time comes.
Yes.
I did want to ask a couple of other things that are going on. Obviously,
certainly.
The big thing has been reducing the amount of solid waste coming in. And I know this is a work in progress. It's not going to happen overnight. But we are started. You are starting to move in that direction. I know working in the reports you give to the supervisors. Communications have been going on with Ames Story County. And we're starting to take those steps that we need to do.
It's in the works. It's going to be a slow process, and that's what I've talked to the board too to say, they've been pushing and supportive to say we got to cut back. We got to extend the life of our landfill as much as possible. So we've answered some of the questions, found out the information. Like, yes, that's 100%. That's what we have to do. And we are taking steps for that. It's slow, baby mm-hmm. steps as we work through the process, but. Hopefully we'll get there, hopefully with nothing more than, some paperwork, some agreements. Yep, you'll take it. Yes, everyone's happy with this plan. I don't know if everyone's going to be happy with it, but, we've done our part for long enough, and the time has come.
I mean, you're working with other landfills. It's not like it's a... that's it. You're on your own.
Push come to shove. Can we just say no more? Maybe. That's not best for everybody. Let's get the plan in place to say come July 1 of 2024, all that material is going to go here. Not just mm-hmm. saying somewhere else, but and you figure it out because then it's just going to be open range, I guess.
We get a plan.
Yeah.
So we don't want it in the ditch out there.
Put a directive in place to say this is where it's going to go. And we're working through that process. We're working at it. That's about it.
You're back from the methane folks yet?
A little bit. Had a conversation. Okay. They
still in contact.
Yes. Yep.
Good.
It's let's see. They like our stuff.
Okay.
Our stuff tested, our methane tested really well.
Okay.
We're really cranking it out. I guess that's good. Kind of. It's bad environmentally, but good.
He gets a little nervous when there's a lot of metal.
Yeah.
It's explosive.
Yeah. That's a fire thing.
It burns.
And that connection to the methane is not good. But they like it. Their concern going forward, which is our concern too, is longevity. Mm-hmm. So they want a 20-year plan. I think we can be fine with 20 years. Hopefully we're more into the 35 if we go back to that previous conversation about cutting down our tonnage. So obviously taking less garbage in every day, every year is going to extend the life of us. So we can do that, cut back our tonnage. Then their concern is, you're going to have enough garbage to continue creating the methane. I don't know. It's one of the things our hands are kind of tied. They want to have... more garbage coming in to more mm-hmm. generate more methane. For a longer period of time. Okay, I get that. Maybe it doesn't work. I don't know.
So you want more biodegradable stuff.
Right. So we want the good stuff in there. You know, the food waste, which, you know, we should be composting. And it's such a contradiction sometimes to everything that I've been trying to do. Hey, let's compost more. You know, keep that food out of here. Well, that's the good stuff to create more methane. Let's keep yard waste separate. Let's, you know, not put it in there. Well, guess what yard waste does when you bury it? It creates methane.
Yeah.
So now, should we bury the yard waste? By DNR regulations, if we have a methane collection system in place, yeah, we can just bury the yard waste. Well, is that a really good thing or not?
Because that takes up a lot of space.
So it eats up, you know, I mean, 800, 900, maybe 1,000 ton a year is what we get for estimated weight of yard waste is difficult, but that's our best guesses any year. You know, but so it's that contradiction. You know,
you're telling me there's no easy answer here.
Really? Yeah, I'm not at all. This is some of the challenges of, you know, what's going to be best. Mm-hmm. But really, the building materials don't create a good amount of methane. Mm-hmm. So let's not take that. So that makes a lot of sense to get rid of the Story County C&D. It's not helpful for the methane production. Instead, let's be sure we're getting the stuff that we need to take, and also the stuff that maybe would do better for that regard to produce enough to have a system in place that can pull out as much methane as they can out of the landfill and do something good with it. So that's some of the challenges, the pros and cons. Do we do this? Do we do that? What are the implications if we keep the yard waste or not, and the food waste or not, the building materials, etc.? Should we recirculate, put that liquid back through there, and what does that do for it? Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff. It's no simple flow chart sometimes to say this is what's ideal. This, you make your best plan and let's put it in place.
Well, we do have holidays coming up, so let's we had Veterans Day, which you were open on Friday but limited. Shut it down early, but closed on Veterans Day on Saturday. Thanksgiving, what's the plan like over the Thanksgiving
holiday? That's one that stays pretty steady, has for years, because it's always the Thursday and the Friday. But so we are closed Thanksgiving Day, the 23rd. Mm-hmm. We're open back up Friday, the 24th. Actually open up an hour early, so 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the 24th. And then our Saturday hours are still in place on the 25th from 8 to 11. So no real glaring changes if you're familiar with our schedule as in years past. Mm-hmm. So that one's pretty straightforward anyway. The Veterans Day one is the county recognizes Veterans Day, and since it's a Saturday, we do it on the Friday instead. Well, landfill wise, we're one of those, you know, essential services. We're not supposed to close for three consecutive days. Well, if we close on Friday, we close on Saturday, close on Sunday, well, there's three. So we move our Saturday hours on the 11th is what we did, move them to Friday. Okay. So essentially, we just flip-flopped the days and still had Veterans Day honored on that day, but we didn't have it recognized on the 10th like the rest of the county departments. Ah, there you go. Nice and confusing, huh? Wait till we get to Christmas. There's a whole agenda with that one as well.
Yeah, especially with Christmas on a Monday this year. So,
we'll muddle through there. Actually, I think this one last year was even worse. It was on Saturday and a Sunday, and then holidays and how that flows, and
the day after the weekend and things like that.
And then we'll get into Saturday hours as well. Starting in December 1st, we're closed some Saturdays. Mm-hmm. Look on the county website, the calendar. We try to keep that up to date as much as possible and keep everybody informed. So
is it usually like alternating? Every other kind of.
We try to do that, but yet when you throw in the Christmas one, then we try to let's not be closed on the 23rd because we were closed on the 25th. And so sometimes it moves around. Ideally, it's every other one.
So, but look on
but it's
the,
not.
The best place would be the county's website.
Yep.
And it is right on the bottom. It's the calendar's right there, and it always pops up for you guys.
Yep. So. It's good. It's reliable. I think that's really well. But call if you ever have concerns.
And of course, we are into that time of the year. Like you said, with holiday shopping, things like that. Look at conservation, look at recycling, do what you can. And if you're going to be taking it to the recycling drop-off, please pay attention to what you throw.
please. I don't do a lot of online shopping, but you look at those packages, and it's always befuddling to me, too. They take a cardboard box of whatever it is, and then they put another cardboard box around it, and put some paper around inside to pack it better.
Sometimes they don't even do that. Yeah.
And then you throw the Amazon things in there and the packing containers, and they have the recycle symbol on there, and that doesn't mean anything. Don't follow that. Follow our rules at our drop-off site, so those plastic envelopes that Amazon's good about, or even the other ones that have the paper. It looks like a paper packaging, but then if you peel it apart on the inside, there's a bunch of styrofoam glued in there, so that ruins everything too. So they'll put the symbol on there because it's made from recyclable materials when it's not a recyclable
product
at the end of its life. Yeah. So the challenges with the packing materials and
recycle and reuse as much as you can over the holidays.
Please,
That's one of the things I know you like to say. There's if you've used something several times for other things, it might be at the end of its life, and thank you for that.
Yep. But use it as much as possible, but eventually it's going to wear down.
It's
going to
end up there.
Kind of like old socks, I guess. They get a hole in them. Well, eventually they wear out. It has a useful life. But even that can be recycled. That can go to...
sock puppets.
Yeah.
There we go. Something like that. John Rosa, again, next time we visit, we are going to be in the month of December.
Oh,
so
my.
We'll have an opportunity to talk more about that recycling.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Happy holidays.
If you are going to recycle your yard waste or dispose of it, methane is our friend.
There you go.
It's hard to say. John Rose, our guest on the program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.